The Marshfield Mini 500 is holding a bike race for a cause on Saturday, August 9th to benefit the Marshfield Area United Way Now program. And please note that that is a new date for that race. It was originally scheduled for August 2nd, but some conflicts caused them to move it to August 9th. It'll now be held that Saturday, August 9th. The event is being held on South Business Park Avenue from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I spoke with Aaron Tripathi, and he discussed the race in more detail.
It's a pretty simple bike, pretty straightforward bike race. The theme behind it is like motorsport based. So in motorsport, you have like a circuit, which is just a race course that it lapped multiple times. So that's what we made out in the 4001 South Business Park Avenue, that area. We have a tentative like circuit. And so there are four different races. Mm-hmm. The first are little kids for beginners. And it's just a single lap around the circuit, and it's just non-competitive. It's just to have fun, just to get cheered on by the spectators. Any beginner who has training wheels or needs a parent by their side, they can race in this race, and they can earn a prize at the end, and it's just a really good fun time. The second race, called the Circuit Sprint, is a five-lap race, so it's a little bit longer. It's basically for anybody who wants to do a shorter race, doesn't have the stamina for a longer race, but also wants to have that fun. Mm-hmm. Then 10 lap race, and then finally there's a 20 lap race, which is an endurance race. And the cool thing about the event is that each of these placements are based on a qualifying time. So you have to do a single lap around the race before any of these races to kind of get to get your place, to get your like position. And so there's adrenaline, there's fun, and there's a whole lot of community, and that's what we're trying to do with the event.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, excellent. And now this event is being held to help with raise funds for the Marshfield Area United Ways Now program. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. When I was looking into this event, I wanted to share my love for racing, and I wanted to bring in another cause, which was very pressing and important in our school, in our community, I'm sorry. And I'm a recent graduate of Marshfield High School. I graduated last year, so I graduated in 2024. Mm-hmm. Through my time there, I was part of the student council, and we were very involved with the NOW program. We did cereal drives and donations and penny drives to essentially donate money for the program. And through my time there, I discovered how impactful the program is. It's the Nutrition on Weekends program, and essentially the students who get free and reduced lunch at school, mm-hmm. they only get those lunch programs for the week. On Saturday and Sunday, when school isn't in session, they don't get those extra meals, and obviously they still need to get fed on those days.
Okay, excellent. And now, in order to raise those funds, there is an entry fee for people to participate. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, so the event only has a $10 entry fee, but that entry fee includes a complimentary helmet donated provided by Spencer Emergency Services, and that $10 entry fee directly goes towards the Marshfield Now program. The full event, all proceeds for the event go towards the Now program, and so we're hoping to just get as much awareness and promotion for the Now program as we can.
All right, excellent. But of course, spectators can attend for free, correct?
Correct.
All right, excellent. That sounds good. And then, now, is there an age limit for the kids who would like to participate?
Yes, because it's a closed course, and because speed is obviously going to be a safety issue, we ask that no one above the age of 15 signs up for the event. This is just to try to ensure that the event is fun and friendly. It's simply just to, just to maintain that fun, friendly atmosphere. Competitiveness is always encouraged, and this is going to be an event that is going to be reoccurring from year to year. But moving forward, we may build in precautions to be more welcoming to kids of the older age. But for now, it's just 15 years old is the age limit.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. And then just the last thing that I have is, if people would like to learn more or get signed up, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so there is a Instagram page called Marshfield Mini 500. That page is open to Instagram. There is a link on that page which goes directly towards the sign-up sheet and interest form, mm-hmm. which they can fill out. But also on that sheet, there is a link towards the NOW program where you can learn more about the NOW program. They can also email marshfieldmini500@gmail.com for more information.
All right. Excellent. That sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we may not have already touched on?
I think this is just going to be hopefully a really fun event for everyone who's in Marshfield. I really just want to emphasize how important food security is in our community. It's something that is sometimes not a direct headline when we're thinking about how to help people in our community, but hunger is really a silent killer.
Again, the Bike Race for a Cause is being held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that new date, Saturday, August 9th at 4001 South Business Park Avenue. You can learn more by going to their website.